Welcome to the September 10th edition of the Applied Clinical Trials Brief. In the latest Beyond Compliance episode, Dr. Joseph Geraci, co-founder and chief scientific and technical officer at Netramark, explained why black box AI models are poorly suited to clinical trial data where regulators and clinicians need to understand how conclusions were reached. Explainable AI capable of recognizing when it lacks sufficient info surfaces clinically meaningful patient subgroups characterized by variables clinicians can recognize and act on, allowing insights from earlier phases to inform later trials. In a new contributed article, Aubrey Verna of Y-Prime examined how participant engagement depends far more on clarity and understanding than on gamification or incentives. Survey data showed 46% of participants identified better understanding of trial importance as the single most impactful engagement factor, far exceeding recognition and reminders, suggesting engagement must be embedded into trial workflows as a core design element. And finally, the FDA announced 4 permanent senior leadership appointments, confirming Dr. Michael Davis as director of CDER and Karim McHale as director of CBER, while also creating the agency's first ever deputy commissioner for technology and AI role. Placing AI governance at the deputy commissioner level signals the administration intends AI oversight to be a cross-agency priority, while the center appointments address structural uncertainty that has constrained biotech deal flow and IPO activity throughout the year. And that's all for today's ACT Brief. Join us right back here tomorrow for more updates shaping ClinOps and drug development.